the world this week. Politics.
Donald Trump gave his State of the Union speech to Congress, delayed by a week because of wrangling over government spending. He again called for tougher curbs on illegal immigration, calling it a moral duty. He also said that any new trade deal with China must include real structural change to end unfair trade practices and protect American jobs. In a rare cordial moment, Mr. Trump welcomed the record number of women in work, drawing whoops and cheers from Democratic congresswomen who had dressed in white for the occasion.
Virginia's state government seemed unable to find anyone to run the place who has not either applied boot polish to his face while at college or been accused of sexual assault. Ralph Northam, a Democrat who was initially unsure whether he was one of those depicted in a photo of a man in blackface and another in Ku Klux Klan robes, remains the state's governor.
Cory Booker joined the race to become the Democrats' presidential nominee in 2020. The first black senator to represent New Jersey, Mr. Booker is the fourth heavy hitter to enter the campaign.
French warplanes bombed a convoy carrying rebels who had crossed into Chad from Libya. The airstrikes in support of Chadian troops are a sign of the willingness of France to use force to prop up the government of Idriss Déby, one of its more important regional allies in the fight against jihadists.
The government and rebel groups in the Central African Republic signed a peace deal aimed at ending more than 5 years of fighting. Their conflict broke out in 2013 after Islamist groups overthrew the then government.
The armed forces of Burkina Faso said they had killed 146 jihadists near the border with Mali. Security in the country has deteriorated since a jihadist uprising in Mali in 2012.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates. It was the first visit by a pope to the Arabian Peninsula, the birthplace of Islam. The Pope lamented the region's wars, including the one in Yemen, where the UAE is involved. He also called on Gulf countries to allow more members of religious minorities to become citizens.
Robert Biedron, Poland's first openly gay mayor, founded a new pro-EU party to contest the European Parliament elections in May. The party, Wiosna, or Spring, supports higher social spending, civil partnerships for gay couples, and ending Poland's reliance on coal. It is polling at about 10%.
The EU established a special purpose corporation to help it evade sanctions that America has imposed for doing business with Iran. The company, Instex, will coordinate barter exchanges to allow Iran to do business with companies from European countries still participating in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Deal, from which America withdrew last year.